Let's turn to remember John Hume. The remains of the former Nobel Peace Prize winner will be removed from his home in Donegal to St. Eugene's Cathedral in Derry this evening. Mr. Hume passed away in the early hours of yesterday and he has been ill for some time. A funeral mass will be held for the 83-year-old tomorrow in accordance with public health guidance. The public's been asked to stay at home and those wishing to pay their respects have been urged to light a candle of peace at 9 p.m. tonight in his memory. Former US President Bill Clinton says John was a caring man despite the tough decisions he had to make.
A wonderful storyteller, a person who cared about people as people and not just as political objects, and a person who really could be totally persistent and tough in what he believed, but was fundamentally motivated by love for his fellow Irish men and women.
That's former U.S. President Bill Clinton. On the line, we're joined by the chair of the board of Glencree Centre for Peace and Reconciliation, Barbara Walsh. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. And if there was one man who inputted into the philosophy of what you do, it was John Hume.
He was certainly very influential. There's absolutely no doubt about it. His persistence, his commitment to peace, was really second to none. And it was grounded in the reality of his life, it seems, in Derry, where he was, he set up the credit union, which basically, like Bill Clinton just said, his care for his own community in Derry kind of spilled out into Europe and into the world and really influenced our work at Glencree. As you know, Glencree has been a peace centre since 1974, really was set up as a response to the outbreak of violent conflict in the north. So a lot of John's thinking, his respect, his commitment to a respect for diversity, for the principle of consent, that people and relationships were more important than land, that the European Union was a very influential peace project, and from the time he went to Europe and stood on the bridge there and thought and to himself, well, if peace can be made and created between countries who decimated each other, it can be done on the island of Ireland. So yeah, and I mean, the risks, they have been well documented that he took for peace, his own sacrifice, personal sacrifice, and also, I know, at a time when he engaged with those that were involved in violence, you know, he was attacked from all sides, you know, but his whole, I suppose the whole focus that he had around that was to open a political theme where people who were involved in violence could no longer could look at that political theme as a possibility to get what they wanted besides being violent. And that was not popular with anybody at that particular time, but his view and his question was, well, do you want peace or not, you know?
Yeah, and the work that you do, I mean, you've had people from all sides of the story there,
yeah,
at Glencree.
That's true. Well, I suppose, again, we would have, so for example, you don't make peace with your friends, although you can, of course, but you need to make peace with your enemy. And I suppose a lot of Glencree's work over the years would have been those kind of quiet back-channel conversations that would have enabled people to understand each other's perspective. So when I say respect for diversity, you know, it's a bit of an accident where we're born, our outlook on life, the things that have happened to us, so it's only when people engage in actually speaking to each other, listening to each other, hearing each other, that they actually understand, that they can take that journey towards understanding each other. And I suppose John Hume was an influencer in that, not just him, but many other peace builders across the world, you know, that same mantra would have come from South Africa and from different places. And while John, and it's so right today to acknowledge him, but there were, you know, hundreds and thousands of people over the last 50 years that have contributed to peace in either small or large ways that have, you know, that have, and the job's not done, you know, the job is not done. Sustaining this peace needs ongoing commitment from a wide range of interests. And, you know, recent talks now about a border poll, you know, and a border poll suddenly has unsettled, and Brexit has unsettled many different communities. So further dialogues need to be had around this, whether it's the constitutional question and what will come out of that in the long run, and what and who has, whose island is this, or as Seamus Mallon said, this is our shared home. So at some level we have to be able to share that with the difference and the diversity that exists. You know, John Bowman said in 1998, you know, the vote on the Belfast Agreement was the largest vote, positive vote for peace, I think, that was ever taken. Like over 90% in the Republic of Ireland voted for it, and over 70 in the North. You know, so to talk about, say, a border poll where you get 50% plus one, would it really make people included? Would it really be an inclusive process?
Yes. And, you know, Glencree has been there since, what, say, 1974. There were dark times during that.
Very dark times during that. And many victims came to Glencree that, you know, not just from, they came from the north, of course, but they also came from the UK. And they came from the south of Ireland, people that had been impacted by the conflict. And the dark times that were there, where in many cases people were in rooms when it was contentious, heated, noisy. But I suppose the thing that in Glencree, what we've always tried to do is hold that safe, respectful space for people to be heard and to hear others. And in the hearing of that, it's extraordinary the kind of relationships that have been built and are still being built over the years.
And Barbara, how will the centre remember John Hume?
I think the centre, the most important, I mean, naturally, of course, on all of our social media, we've acknowledged John Hume today. But I think the most important legacy of John Hume is that the centre at Glencree continues to do the work that it does with, as we do at the moment, dealing with people who are still suffering from the legacy of the conflict, that are importing what happened to them 35 or 40 years ago, and for them sometimes it's like 40 minutes ago. And a lot of that legacy of violence is being imported into today and is influencing politics, it's influencing young people, it's stopping people moving on in many different ways. And so our work today is we're working with a cohort of young, up-and-coming political leaders across the island, civil society leaders who can develop relationships, get to know each other, so that in some level that we build the kind of island that we want, an inclusive, tolerant island, and that we get to know each other better. So in a lot of cases, whether we're living in the North or whether we're living in the Republic, we're working out of old stories a lot of the time, you know. And so I suppose our legacy to John Hume is what we are saying, that we are committed to continuing to sustain peace on this island by the work that we do in Glencree.
Very good. Barbara Walsh, thank you very much for your time.
And
a tribute to John Hume. That's the chair of the board of Glencree's Centre for Peace and Reconciliation here in County Wicklow.